This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Randy Scorza, R-A-N-D-Y-S-C-O-R-Z-A. Date of birth, June 30th, 1980. Date of appointment, February 9th, 2023. Requesting for this physician, Tracy Kuban, T-R-A-C-Y-K-U-B-A-N. Dear Tracy Kuban, I have the pleasure of seeing Randy Scorza today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 42-year-old. Man whose spasmodical history is significant for Down syndrome. Who was admitted to the hospital on 1/12/2023. Due to reportedly seizure-like activity, which was described as a tonic-clonic seizure for approximately 15 to 30 seconds. He had three episodes prior to ambulance arrival. He had one more when the paramedic came to pick the patient. Patient does not give any information. He does not have any history of seizure or any illness. No tongue biting, no incontinence, no confusion. In the emergency room, CT of the head done, which shows negative. MRI of the brain done. Which shows asymmetric sizes of the temporal horns of the lateral ventricle, possible hippocampal atrophy on the left side. Patient was started on Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. And now he is here for follow-up in my office today. He did not have any seizure. EEG also done. We did not show any seizure activity. Past medical history. Down syndrome. Hyperthyroidism. Hyperlipidemia, anxiety, intellectual disability, past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy. His medications. Levothyroxine, erythromycin, ointment, calcium carbonate, ziprasidone, atorvastatin. Iron, vitamin D3, Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the Liberty House. Family history, unable to give physical examination. blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tendon reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 42-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, Down syndrome. Number three, asymmetric sizes of the temporal horns of the lateral ventricles. Possible left hippocampal atrophy. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Keppra 500 mg 2 times daily. Is MRI of the brain and EEG already done? If we will have any more seizure, then Keppra can be increased. If seizure will be not under control, then we should follow up in Albany Medical Center for long-term video EEG monitoring. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in about 6 months.